Business advocacy groups had its order of rapid antigen tests effectively absorbed into government supplies. Now the EMA has been forced to source RAT tests from elsewhere. Meanwhile, it's waiting to hear what businesses will be deemed critical and able to bypass isolation requirements under the government's test to work scheme. That's where close contacts of COVID cases who provide essential services are able to stay on the job as long as they return a negative rapid antigen test. Well, joining me now is the CEO of the Employers and Manufacturers Association, Brett O'Reilly. Kia ora, Brett.
Kia koe, Lisa.
What happened to your RAT tests? How many did you have on order and when did you find out you weren't getting them?
I have to tell you, this feels like a Potemkin village, this whole saga. We have been working with a company for some time to look at secure rapid antigen tests, not just for ourselves but also for our members. And they in turn had also been looking to get approval from the Ministry of Health for a test, the Tucson test, which has been used in New South Wales and in the UK extensively for many, many months. Back in October of last year, we could have secured 30 million tests. I might say that they weren't all going to be for the EMA, but that test, despite repeated efforts, and the fact that millions of them have been used around the world, could not meet the ministry's changing requirements, and so then we tried to secure some of the approved tests through the distributor, and having been told we had them, then we didn't have them, then we did have them, and then finally we didn't have them, and so now we've managed to order one of the other new tests, Orient Gene. And we're hoping to get a consignment of those in the next couple of weeks. So
Brett, the ones that you thought you had that fell over, is that because the Ministry of Health or government have told manufacturers they want to be served first with the orders?
Absolutely.
And so how many had you anticipated getting?
Well, we were looking to get about 5,000 tests. That's what we were exploring because we know that there will be demand from a lot of smaller businesses. I mean, one of the issues we face, Lisa, is because we have this whole process has been so slow, we had hoped that there would be more rapid antigen tests available pre-Christmas so that businesses and New Zealanders could become accustomed to using them over the summer, with the anticipation that they would be required this year to deal with Omicron or the next variant of COVID-19. So we were trying to prepare people. We were trying to get kits in the hands of small businesses so they could start using them because, of course, a lot of large businesses, 29 of them, have been using them since they forced the government's hand last year.
The government's argument, though, Brett, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but the government reckons that they haven't commandeered anything, right? And they say, well, in essence, it's for the collective good, and businesses are still going to get these tests, and more businesses will get them as a result of the government getting orders first. What do you say to that?
Well, our understanding is that the tests that have been commandeered, to use that term, will be only used for the health sector workers and for critical industries. That critical industries list is not finalised yet, but is likely to be pretty small because they are the businesses that really are critical to New Zealand. It's not like the essential services list that we've been used to, which has been much wider. So there are a whole lot of businesses that won't be able to get access to those tests, and the only way they can get access to tests is now to get in the queue for the consignments that are rolling. I've been talking to some of the distributors again this afternoon, and it's pretty volatile. You know, they're trying to get orders out there. It's a global market. Price points are changing all the time. And so we've really missed the boat.
So small business is out in the cold, is it, Brett?
Absolutely out in the cold. Minimum orders for these, for many of the tests are at 1,000 tests. So what we're trying to do is pull some of the tests that we've been able to order and encourage other businesses to work together so that they can secure a portion of those 1,000 tests and that they can, you know, they can be certain around this. Because
so is this anyone's fault, or is it just that everybody in every country now wants these tests, so the pressure is on?
We have been asleep at the wheel.
When you say we, who do you mean?
I mean the Ministry of Health. We could have had tests in the country in October of November last year. We repeatedly talked to the Ministry and to government about this, and were repeatedly told that it was being sorted. There were no new tests approved, and we're in this situation because of that. And now suddenly we have a list. I think at last look, it's nine tests approved. So five have been approved since this, you know, since this issue really came to the fore last week. So lo and behold, five are now approved. And we understand more to come. I think Minister Verrill's intervention has been significant in removing that bottleneck. But we should not have been in this position. And it does feel like deja vu when we look back at availability of PPE 2 years ago.
If we can move on to the critical businesses list, right? So these are the businesses who are going to get access to rapid antigen tests under the Test to Work scheme. So if they're exposed, they'll be able to go to work as long as they return a negative test. Are you getting a say about what businesses are on that list?
We are. That list hasn't been circulated yet, but we've certainly been involved in the discussions about the criteria, and we expect to see to have some input into that list in the next 24 hours. So we know that work is being done around that. It is pretty complicated, as you can probably imagine. But yeah, we have been involved. MBR managing that process, and they've been talking to us every day since the phase plan was announced.
So the rough categories that were announced yesterday by the Minister were infrastructure, health and food. Does that cover it? And do you feel that your members are going to get a fair crack?
I don't think it's so much... because of the situation we're in with rapid antigen test availability, the government's forced to keep that list tight. And they might have done that anyway because of really wanting to restrict this to critical industries. We'll work with the criteria. The most important thing for our members is that now that they can get availability for rapid antigen tests. I should also point out that the other big sea change is the Ministry of Health have finally acknowledged that saliva tests have the same efficacy as nasal PCR tests, and we do know that there is availability of nasal tests and of saliva tests, and that will be another key component to what business to the ways that business deal with this next Omicron outbreak.
Thanks for joining us this evening. That's Brett O'Reilly, who's the CEO of the Employers and Manufacturers Association.